Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you guys played so darn well in the 2021 part of this season that regardless of really how you played the second half, you were able to get home ice. What does that say for how dialed in you guys were that first half?
Well, we went on the road. I think that's the biggest thing, Schultz. Yeah, I think at one time, I think the loss against Bowling Green in overtime, I think that made us 7-1 on the road, and that's really 7-0-1. So what we did is we did a great job on the road as far as getting a little cushion, and you know, we stumbled a bit the second half, but our work paid off in the first half.
How have these last 2 weeks kind of reset you guys and gotten you back into where you need to be?
Well, it's just the timing of the year. You just make sure that it's a new season, and you want to try to get better, and you want to, you know, concentrate on certain aspects of your game, and that's what we've done. But again, time will tell. We got a big weekend this weekend, and there's a lot at stake.
Again, the way you guys won on Saturday says something. Kind of a never give up mentality. As a coach, how do you read your team and that never give up mentality and push the right buttons when you need to?
Well, again, the biggest thing is that, you know, you obviously see how things are going throughout the game, but also I think a lot of things you've done in the past. You know, again, we pulled a goaltender against Bowling Green. We scored on that, 6-on-4. We did it the other night. So when you do those things a couple times, you believe. And that's the biggest thing is that you come from behind. If you have some, you know, some big wins and some character wins, you hope it pays dividends later on as well.
Owen Sillinger, we talked about it a little bit Wednesday night at your coach's show, but he's tied right now for the program's best single season scoring mark with 41 points. 41 points in 34 games is darn impressive in this day and age, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what Owen is in the country, but he's definitely top 10 in the country. And I think Bobby Brink's leading the country with 50 points, if I'm not mistaken. So when you look at those types of things, it just tells you, again, he's had a heck of a year.
Have you noticed opponents defending him differently as the year's gone on?
Not really, but I think the biggest thing is that you just, you know, you it's matchups. Everything's about matchups, Schultzy, and I think that's the biggest thing. It's like we don't check anybody or we don't shadow anybody, and nobody does the same. We play hockey, but matchups are so important this day and age, and I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, when you're at home, and you know, we have the ability of controlling the matchups. When we're on the road, they control the matchups. So then what you want is, a lot of times you want to have, you know, Owen go out there on the fly. So there's just a lot of things that you have to try to factor in when you're coaching and when you're playing.
Do you match lines more in the playoffs than the regular season or not?
No, I mean, you do it the same. I mean, you have a plan, and sometimes you scrap the plan, sometimes you stick with the plan. And no, you do the same thing in the playoffs as you do in the regular season. Every game, to me, is equally as important. So you want to try to win every game, and you have to do the best you can to do it.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this in almost 20 years. What dictates which line you're going to start, home and on the road?
Well, at home, you know, we kind of look at what they're, you know, what the other team, who they're starting, and we kind of, you know, in theory, we want to make sure we have our matchup right there. And on the road, we got to do it first. So, I mean, I make a determination. And more times than not, I go with my top line or my second line because you just want to make sure you maximize the number of shifts those guys get.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to the nuts and bolts of this weekend, Tom. You look at the four games in this regular season series, stats are virtually a dead heat in so many different categories. Come playoff time, what's maybe one or two things that can kind of flip a tight matchup into an advantage for you?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is getting an early lead, especially at home. You hope that you can build on that. But that's probably the biggest thing is your special teams, but also maybe again, scoring first. And they've scored first the last four games, so you know, that's, you know, but you always want to. It's always, you know, a little bit of a prerequisite there, Schultzy, and it's a nice shot in the arm.
You look at both of these lineups, the bulk of the scoring comes from the top two lines. Defenseman scoring is about a dead heat. In your mind, is this going to be an Owen Sillinger type of a win where it's a guy that you expect to, or is it going to be a kind of an unsung hero, a guy that's flying a little under the radar?
You never know, Schultzy. These games all take on a life of their own, so the old Tom Ceratori line, we don't have a crystal ball, Schultzy, so I wish I could be more definitive, but, you know, I can't.
Well, let's put it this way. If you get secondary scoring, do you like your chances better?
Well, of course.